Well, hello, hello, guys. It's time for your 5-Minute Friday, and you're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon. And today on the podcast, I am going to tell you all about your hair, because we have talked a lot about faces. We've talked a lot about skin. Just wanted to remind you that as a plastic surgeon, I also have the ability to help you with your hair. So, hair loss is one of the most common problems that women and men face in the modern age. And I think something about modern society is just driving this hair loss problem. I would say about 40% of my patients who are women suffer from some form of hair loss. And it's so prevalent starting even as early as age 30. By the time you're in your 40s and 50s, you definitely have some hair loss related to estrogen changes and hormones and having had some pregnancies. Hair is such a finicky thing. One thing, a critical thing to remember, is that hair is sort of an accessory that your body does not consider vital. So if you're someone who's having severe health issues, your body is going to sacrifice its hair in order to have the better goodness of your health. So, for example, patients who are severely anemic, patients who are under protein deprivation or starvation or calorie nutritional restrictions are going to lose hair. And patients who have thyroid problems as well. If you've been through a severe illness or a severe period of stress, it's also very common to lose hair. So when I first interview a patient about their hair loss, you know, I take a look at their scalp thoroughly. We do kind of an inspection. We look at the thickness or thinness of the hair follicles. We look at the strength of the hair. We do a little pull test. And we kind of evaluate the hair density. I want to see exactly how dense are these hair follicles coming in. If there's quite a lot of thinning and a lot of scalp show, then we know that you've had a significant amount of hair loss. The average person loses about 100 hairs per day. And you can actually count this. And if you think that you're losing hair, I recommend that you do a hair count, hair loss count. And that means after you shower, collect the hair from the drain, count them out. It's just tedious, but it does help to know exactly what's going on. Or, for example, when you're standing at the sink brushing your hair, stand on top of a piece of paper, newspaper, or a towel, collect the hairs that fall and take a look at those hairs. Hairs that are falling and shedding naturally do have a little bulb at the end of them. And that is part of the normal hair growth process. The hair will grow, the hair will be in a resting phase, the hair will become dormant, the hair will shed. And then hairs that are coming out before that have sometimes broken. So you'll have hairs that are broken with broken ends from traction or friction or too much, you know, heat treatments, too much steam ironing, too much heat iron, flat ironing. So there are all different reasons you can have hair breakage and hair loss, and one of the best things to do is evaluate with a hair fall test. If you're losing more than 100 hairs per day, definitely want you to go see your doctor, because by the time you figure out that your hair is thinning, you're having a lot of hair fall and a lot of hair shedding, and every single time you go in the shower and you're scared to shampoo because even more hair comes out, then you know you have a problem. And by the time you know you have a problem, you have lost 30% of your hair. 30, and it's not coming back. Hair is very finicky. If I didn't say that earlier, I say it again. The hair is very finicky, and once the hair leaves your scalp, it is most likely not going to regrow. When we're young, in our teens and 20s, we have a high regenerative capability. As we get older, the hair that falls is going to never come back. So I encourage you guys to really look carefully at your scalps. And if you're having hair fall, some easy, quick things you can do: make sure you have good nutrition, make sure your diet is complete, make sure you're having sufficient protein and iron in your diet with a multivitamin. You can take a hair loss vitamin like a biotin type of a pill. The ones found over the counter are not that effective, but they're better than nothing. So if you have to get it at Target or the vitamin store, that's okay. Just get it and take it. But the better ones are found through doctor's offices. Like my office, we have a really good hair, skin, and nails complex, and you get about 5,000% the amount of biotin that you get in over-the-counter bottles. So just watch what you buy, read the labels, and make sure you're getting the most bang for your buck. So I want you guys to start with those basic simple things like diet, nutrition, supplements, checking your hair fall count, and then going to see your doctor. When your doctor sees you, just remember there are a few important things like a blood test. I want to check for thyroid level. I want to check for anemia. I would say that's the biggest cause of hair loss in my women clients is anemia. Because we bleed, we have periods, we have significant amounts of blood loss sometimes when we have fibroids and we're older. And that just is cumulative. And as you age, you don't absorb the same amount of iron that you did when you were younger. So, and we eat, you know, such a lot amount of processed foods that we may not be getting sufficient iron in our diets. So every woman, I think, that has periods needs to be on a multivitamin and iron supplementation. You'll be surprised that if you check your iron levels, if you check your hematocrit, which is just your hemoglobin and blood concentration, it may come back normal. And your primary care doctor may say, you're normal, you're not anemic. However, we do a test called the ferritin level and the iron stores. This checks your iron storage capacity. For me to make hair, I have to have enough iron in my storage bank that I can fund all the red blood cells being made in my bloodstream as high priority number one. Got to have blood and oxygen first. And number two, if I have enough iron left over in my storage ferritin pool, then I'm going to make some hair follicles. So if your primary doctor says, well, you're not anemic, you need to say, well, did you check my ferritin level and my chronic iron storage level? Because I have lots of patients who have zero ferritin. Their iron ferritin levels are exceedingly, exceedingly low. And you cannot make hair in those instances. Your body will shed those hair follicles to preserve your energy to give you blood cells instead. So one of the biggest reasons, and I think everyone can work on this, is iron deficiency causing hair loss. So work on that. Next biggest reason, and also remember, take your vitamin C along with your iron so it absorbs better. Next biggest reason might be the hormone changes that occur with pregnancies, with heavy periods, with early perimenopause. So checking with your OB-GYN doctor is super important. And there are certain pills and prescriptions that can help you to grow new hair, including birth control, including spironolactone, many different things we can try. But number one thing is try and look into it. And then come and see me. Come into my office. I have a beautiful modern office in Pasadena, right here in the heart of Los Angeles, and board-certified head and neck surgery, facial plastic surgery. I would love to take care of you. I do amazing treatments with platelet-rich plasma. Those are factors that we harvest from your blood. So we do a blood draw. We spin down the blood. We're going to harvest platelet-rich plasma, which is the layer of plasma that contains stem cell growth factors. And these are factors that are known to produce an increased amount of activity for stem cells. And stem cells are your regenerative cells that will grow more hair follicles. So many studies have supported the use of platelet-rich plasma in promoting tissue healing, regeneration, and youthfulness and hair growth. In the scalp, we do one session per month of injecting this platelet-rich plasma into your hair loss area. And that's done every month for about 4 to 6 months. Every person is different. We then do a booster at 6 months. And patients, on average, get 25% to 30% new hair follicle growth. And that is amazing. I recommend if you're losing hair, do something. Because if you do nothing, all that hair loss just really accumulates and leads to the point where you have extensive scalp show. So those are some of the common things that we can do as far as fixing your diet, fixing your iron, fixing your hormones, giving you growth factors, platelet-rich plasma treatments. Remember, you should also think about using a shampoo that rinses active testosterone metabolites from your scalp. We have a great one here at the office that we use. I recommend Rogaine, which comes generic nowadays as topical minoxidil. 2% for women is plenty, 5% for men, and use that every day. And most importantly, remember that hair loss takes 4 months to correct. The hair growth cycle is a 4-month cycle. So no matter what you do, no matter what part of the body the hair is on, it's going to take 4 months to see results. So please don't expect a quick, flashy thing that's going to fix you. It's going to take time. And the hair has to go through its normal cycle of dormancy, its resting state, its growing active phase where it's vital and improving and developing, and then its shedding phase. And at that point, after the 4-month cycle is where, when treatments are effective, they will become visible and you'll see results. So don't abandon ship. If you start a treatment, plan on continuing and committing to 4 months of that treatment. And those are some of my top tips for hair loss. And it's one of my favorite subjects, having had four kids of my own, four sets of pregnancies, and lots of hair growth with each pregnancy, lots of hair shedding afterwards. Having had, like, you know, anemia, fibroids, the works, I did all my own research and learned all about the hair process. And I think I have a really great program in the office for comprehensive hair growth. So if you're suffering, don't worry, most of the world is, and it's definitely something you can fix. You'll be shocked at the amount of movie stars and people out there in the media who are wearing extensions and glue on things and sprinkle on things. It's ubiquitous. It's really all over the place, this hair loss issue. And just want to encourage you, because it's totally, totally improvable and fixable, but only if you come and ask for help. So think about all those questions. Be sure that you like and subscribe to our podcast, and ask me any questions on our Beauty Bites secret Facebook group. If you want to join our secret Facebook group, be sure to send us a message at our Beauty Bites Facebook, and we will invite you to join. Like and subscribe. And those of you who send a screenshot of your podcast rating to info@beautybydrk, we're happy to send you a full-size sample of my amazing skincare line. And that's it for now, guys. Stay beautiful. Find me on my Instagram at Beauty by Dr. K, and our website is the same, www.beautybydrkay.com. And thanks so much for tuning in. Stay beautiful.